wondering if we can make the sound of the heart, just really allowing your awareness to ground into the heart of the earth. And I see a big, giant gardenia at the core of the earth. And just allow your ka, or your spiritual body, to ground into the large earth, heart-based gardenia at the center of the earth. And in that center, I invite us to, in a sense, connect hand to hand. I see your divine essence. And it's almost like we're taking hands at the core of the earth and just allow to connect heart to heart, if that's okay with you. And then just from this space, I almost want to visualize from the heart, and I'm seeing the peace beings, the blue star beings, and if it's okay with you, I'm just going to run in some of their healing alchemy into us at the core of the earth. And they're just going to start running some frequencies, and all you and I need to do is just receive these frequencies through our hearts and just allowing this gentle blue energy, gentle healing, blue and pink energy, just come from the cosmos, the cosmic heart, down into our lower earth chakras. So I'm just allowing, giving permission for this flow of energy to come from the heart, the cosmic heart, flowing from this gentle divinity of the divine masculine and feminine, and just running through our ka bodies, our spirit bodies, through our lower aspects, the primal body, the primal brain, and into the heart of the earth. And just gently allowing this energy, this nurturing, healing, soft alignment energy of the divine male and the divine feminine, just to run deeply, lovingly, and with grace. And what we are anchoring in, Adam, and I see with our energy hands, taking this golden diamond, white vibrant light. It's almost like a prism. And I want to see if you can feel it. We're just going to take it with our energy hands. And from the peace beings all the way to the cosmic heart, and we're running it through the whole flow, the oil flow, especially anchoring where the flow is going. And we're going to bring in this beautiful prismatic light, which is about hope. It's bringing hope. So we're bringing hope in through the flow, and then we're anchoring it into the heart of the earth. And we're just going to let the heart of the earth take this hope energy, divine male, female, hope. And we're bringing hope into the earth, this beautiful, bright light of hope. And just let this energy of hope run through your cellular structure, every particle of you. And the peace beings are going to do a little bit of alchemical work. And I'm just going to allow that to happen and just open myself up to receive that. And I feel the inclination to make some sound noise. And if you feel that, please feel free. And now I just see, Adam, alchemical fire coming from the peace beings, in a sense, and just running that. I'm just running that through certain aspects of my body that are drawn to that, and just allowing that alchemy of fire alchemy to run through my body, through my solar plexus, and down into my grounding, into this area of hope in the earth, this hope energy, and just allowing this blue flame to run through my inner alchemy and be expressed into the core of the earth, and just allowing it to breathe into me. Especially in the neural pathways of the body and the brain. And what I've seen in the core of the earth is a blue flame heart just ignited in the core of the earth, Adam. And it's almost like running through the what I would perceive as the neural pathways of the earth. It's starting to anchor in some of the alignment energy and the grid that we opened up when we did the sound healing about a month and a half ago. And I'm just going to feel inclined to do some toning to that area, the blue heart flame area in the center of the earth. And please, if you feel the need, feel free. With the intention of bringing the blue flame to the energy of the ocean and the waters of the earth. Mm-hmm. you and I at the core of the earth, and there's a white flame in between the two of us, and you just ran up and got something and came back down and sat, and you seem to be fanning the flame with something. So you're adding some of your alchemy to the fire. And I'm just going to hold space for this. And just allow some of the divine feminine energies that are present just to do their work to the flame. And I'm grounding the center channel of my body to the core of the earth, the center channel, and just allowing this divine aspect of this energy to run from my big spiritual self all the way to the core of the earth through my center channel. Inviting you to do the same if you feel called. And just grounding the center channel to the center of the earth into the flame of hope. Allowing inner alchemy to start to ground and into the flame of hope as a new earth-based grounding, and allowing the sentient aspects of self to ground into this on a cellular level. And the intention of bringing the left and right brain, the left and right brain into harmony with each other. And just allowing this energy to balance, bring to balance the hemispheres of the brain. Bring them into a deeper neutrality. And just allowing your own essence, your own spiritual ka energy, your own chi, just to run through every aspect of you, especially your mental body and your solar plexus. And just with the intention of allowing what is ready to go, to go. And just allow your own inner alchemy's intelligence to magnetize your highest essence into your space, your physical body, your subtle body, all essences, all sparks, all cells, 150 trillion cells that make up you, your proteins, your inner intelligence, your heart, every aspect of you, just allowing your highest expression of self to be present within you. And as I look into this circle, Adam, I see this beautiful hope energy, hope flame in the core of the earth that we're sitting in. And it's just growing and growing to be larger and larger and expressing itself through the earth core, the earth mantle. And just want to really visualize the heart of the earth opening and receiving this beautiful energy of hope and yin-yang balance. And allowing for the perfection of the imperfection and the beauty of the moment. Into the ancient heart of the earth, a beautiful being with deep gratitude that we say to her namaste, and just allowing the peace beings, almost pulling her yin aspect to its highest vibration at the heart of the earth. It's almost like allowing the heart of the earth to take some deep breaths. It's breathing through this divine male essence that's coming into the core of the earth through the peace beings. And they're updating the grids and even the earth-based DNA as we speak. Energy of deer has entered our circle, and it is working with the cosmic heart. And I see all these beautiful animal spirits, the sentient beings, all with their hearts focused in this heart aspect of the earth, and bringing deep healing alchemy, heart-based alchemy from the animal kingdom to the waters of the earth, to the yin of the earth. All the beings, the sentient beings, expressing love to this deep anchored heart at the core of the earth. And just give permission for your heart to join in this chorus from all the animals, the animal kingdoms. And just allowing this energy of hope to extend from heart to heart to heart as we create a network of hope within the heart. And just allow this heart energy to come into, this hope energy to come into your heart, into the heart of each cell of your body, into your neural programming, into your conscious and subconscious and unconscious aspects of self. Just allow this energy of hope to fill you, your emotional body, your empathic body, your vision, every aspect of you, coming from the heart of the earth, this hope energy, to be expressed in your being as a being of hope and light. Just allow it to come up your grounding channels from the heart of the earth into your reproductive areas, your male-female, your yin-yang channels, your pituitary and pineal, and your throat chakra. Up your spine and your sacrum, your kundalini channels, your sensuality, and your relationship aspects. Just allow this heart hope energy to be deeply expressed within your inner child aspects through all time, all space, all dimension. And now, Adam, if we can, we're just going to take this hope energy, and almost like a mirror from the core of the earth, we're going to beam this hope energy from the core of the earth, from the bottom of the earth, almost going up. We don't have to do anything. It's just like taking a big mirror, and we're going to reflect hope, this hope energy, from the mirror to the base of the oil spill. And just allow it to beam from the core, the heart of the earth, all the way through the whole oil spill and to all the sentient beings, everybody connected to that spill. Just allowing this giant mirror to reflect and bring this hope energy to every aspect of that oil spill. And knowing and trusting the big picture behind that oil spill. And hoping that this energy can alleviate the pain and the sadness and the grief and awaken hope for a new future. Hope that there is a solution to this. And hope for humanity as we embrace the bigger aspects of ourselves and look for a bright, bright, hopeful, loving, positive future. Now, Adam, just give permission for this mirror to stay at the core of the earth and just allow this hope energy to be consistently reflected through this oil spill all the way up to the heart of the cosmos where the peace beings have now connected to the core of the earth through this hope energy and will start working cosmically with this oil spill. I drew cards for this ceremony. It was the raven and the eagle, and the raven symbolizing magic, and the eagle symbolizing spirit, who are both of air. And then the last card was letting go. And I truly believe that on a larger global level, we're really It's about letting go of the old ways of being and really stepping forward into a future of hope and this deep belief that we can truly change our reality. And so it's just about letting go of the past, the old ways of being, and bringing in this future. And the peace beings have a connection, a hope-based connection now to the oil spill. And it's just about seeing how I feel on a cosmic level, their connection for healing this space and that region. Thank you all so much.